Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible. And right now we're on the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. Let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless this service. Heavenly Father, our Lord and our God, we just thank you, Lord, for all the ways that you've been blessing us. We thank you that you allowed us to pay our bills and that we don't have to borrow, but that we give to many people, Lord, through your blessings to us. We thank you, Lord, for eternal life and for the messages. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom and knowledge and the understanding of your scriptures. Lord, open the windows of heaven and shine your Holy Spirit, your light. Anoint all the things said here this afternoon with your Holy Spirit, with your light. Open up the hearts, souls, and minds of everybody, especially minds, Lord. Change people's thinking because they need to read your word and put that into their mind and to not be guessing or thinking with their mind, but to just forget their mind and the things they think about and just think of you. Lord, we are to put, it's commanded that we put on the mind of Christ, that we put on Christ, that we think as Christ does, that we think as the Word thinks. We don't need to think. We have your Word for our guide. We just need to remember to pray, to constantly pray to you for guidance. We need the Holy Spirit's guidance. We need to walk with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus, every day. And in every way, Lord, give us the food, the spirit, the water, and the wine that we need, the spiritual things that we need for this day to keep us walking in your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so we're reading here. What I'll do is I have Lydia read from the King James Version, and then she reads also this commentary that I write every night. All right, so let's go ahead.
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand.
Okay, because like Paul, when he wrote First Thessalonians, he was trying to calm them down because a lot of their loved ones and their relatives, their loved ones and their friends were persecuted, and some of them were killed. And so they were missing them so much that he wanted to tell them about the resurrection, that the ones that are dead and in their graves now, that are asleep in Christ, are going to be the first ones to rise up from the dead. So a lot of people, they never pray to when they call in, because if they did, the Lord would check them on calling in here when we're recording like this. And so you people should definitely be mindful of the scriptures that tell us that we should pray always, and that it's a great sin to disobey what the Lord tells you to do. A very great sin, because you break the spirit. But anyway, I was talking to you about the Apostle Paul writing the first epistle to comfort them in that the dead would rise first, and then those of us that are still alive, when the Lord comes, will be caught up with them. And this would happen, the Bible says, immediately after the tribulations happen. Now, there would be no need for God to warn us of taking the mark of the beast if we weren't going to be here. But a lot of these false prophets today are saying that, well, the reason that the Lord warns people about the mark of the beast is because of the 140 and 4,000 Jews that will be saved during the tribulation period of time. Well, that's false. The Lord says that we're going to be taken, he's going to come back immediately after the tribulations. And he commends those that didn't take the mark of the beast. Okay, so anyone that tells you anything other than that is a liar. Because It's a very big sin also to, when the Lord has told us what is going to happen, for you to allow somebody to teach you something that is contrary to what the Lord has already taught you. All right? That is a great sin, because you're acting as though the Lord's words don't mean anything. And it's like a form of, very strong form of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Because the Word is Spirit, and it's life. And the words that Jesus uttered are true. They are the truth, the good news, the gospel. And so you're not to believe any other thing other than what is written. Or Paul warns twice that you'll be accursed. You'll be accursed. And when the Lord curses somebody, it isn't a light curse. Don't change the word. So in now, what they did is they construed it the wrong way when Paul was talking. Here he's trying to comfort them, and then all of a sudden they got it into their minds that the Lord was coming real soon, right away, to the point to where they just didn't want to do anything anymore. They just were going to sit around and wait any moment for him to come. So our loved ones got killed. Our friends got killed during the graves, and God's going to just raise them up real soon and everything. So now he writes chapter 2. And he says, you know, if anyone tells you by word, or even if somebody sends a letter, a supposed letter from us, don't believe them until there's a great falling away. Okay? So that's why he straightens it out in chapter 2. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Okay, now, the man, there's only two men, the Bible tells us. One is Adam, and then the other one is the second man, or the last man, the second Adam. Amen?
Amen.
So, you're either in Adam or Christ. So, the Antichrist is the devil's spirit in a body of a lot of men and women and children. And when the devil, the spirit of the devil, is in people, like Satan has his body, just as Christ has his body, we are the temple of God. And there's no other way to cut it in the New Testament. There's no new temple of God that's going to be built over in Israel. That is not the temple of God. Know you not that ye are the temple of God? Amen?
Amen.
And that you don't belong to yourself? He purchased us with his blood. Amen?
Amen.
And so, read the last statement there.
Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed.
Yeah, that man of destruction. Okay, be revealed, then what?
The son of perdition.
Yeah, the son of destruction. That's what the original Greek says. The son of destruction. Okay, now let's go into the commentary.
Some of the events which will happen before the Lord's soon coming. And now, brothers and sisters, let us tell you about the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and how he will gather us together to meet him. Don't you be shaken so soon in your mind.
Read that in the King James, that's just that part.
Okay. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him. And
by his gathering us together unto him, okay? That's the way I word it. He's the one that's going to gather us together, right? It's saying the same thing, but it's more understandable, right?
Yes.
Okay, then what? Okay, now go and read the commentary here.
Don't you be shaken so soon in your mind and troubled by a spirit, nor anyone's word, nor by any letter from us.
Or supposed letter from us, okay, is what the Greek says. Then what?
That the day of Christ is at hand, or that the day of the Lord has already begun. Even if they tell you they have had a vision, a dream, a revelation, or a letter that says supposedly from us, don't believe them.
I added quite a bit to that verse, amen?
Yes.
All right, then what? But you know that's what it's saying, right?
Right.
Okay, then what?
Don't be fooled by what they say, for that day shall not come until there is a great falling away or rebellion against God.
A great rebellion against God in Christ. That day shall not come until there be a great rebellion against God and Christ. Is there a great rebellion in the world today against God and Christ?
Yes.
Okay, so we're right there at the end of time. Amen?
Amen.
It's a great falling away. It's the great rebellion. Here's a lot of people that have lost their love, which means they lost their concern about keeping God's commandments. They're rebelling against what he says, and they're believing these people that call themselves charismatics and different religions that have all joined up with the New World Order, the One World Government, the One World Cult. They call it the One World Church. I call it. The Bible just clearly outlines that they're a cult. And then what?
And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, the man of lawlessness is revealed.
Yeah, it's a perdition means he's a lawless person. Now, let's look at the law today. Is it illegal in the world system to commit adultery? The answer is no, all right? Is it all right to fornicate?
Yes.
That's against the law. So that's lawless, amen?
Amen.
Is it okay to be, according to the secular law, to be a homosexual?
Yes.
A lesbian?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a lawless society until that lawless one is seen, okay? This body of lawless people, the man, it's a one man, I'd like to say the Christians, those who are the body of Christ. There's two bodies. The body of Antichrist, the man of perdition, the man of destruction, the lawless one, is what it says in the original Hellenic Greek, the lawless one. Amen?
Amen.
Is he being revealed?
Yes.
Okay, and then what other things? Is you not allowed to read the Bible in school? Is that lawless?
Yes.
When the Lord tells you to concentrate, meditate on his word all the time, and they're teaching fallacy, that you come from monkeys. Susie always used to say, maybe you do, but I don't. In a joking way, of course. Okay, and then what else?
And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, the man of lawlessness is revealed, the one who brings destruction. The Greek meaning is the son of destruction.
Right. The man, and so he's destroying everything that is law, God's law. And so he's destroying countries because God will not bless any country that has turned, that has rebelled, that is against his word. And there's famines everywhere, and you just can't keep up with it to feed those people because God has dried up. They haven't had rain for days over in Africa because they're into voodoo. And they say they're Christians, but they're actually following after these false prophets that are on international television. That you can do anything you want, you have fun, God is he loves you, irregardless of what you do. You can sin. God knows you're weak. None of us can be perfect. All these sort of things that are totally the exact opposite of God's word. And so they're sinning terribly. We're witnessing the actual, no matter where you look, the signs of the lawless one. Amen?
Amen.
The man of destruction. And now they're blowing up the people that, you know, they've done this a long time ago over at Waco. They're killing Christians and saying it's all right. Is that lawless?
Yes.
Well, what more? What else could? Now they're allowing homosexuals and lesbians to get married together, and actually putting them in charge of churches, supposed to be churches, cults, the Episcopalian Church, and that's not lawless. Come on, the devil is a deceiver. He's deceiving people into believing that it's not the end of time. He's deceiving people into believing that this great revival that you see out there is a real Christian revival. When in reality, it's the actual falling away from the church. Those are falling away people. Those people are rebellious. They were just telling everybody to vote for Bush, that we got to stand behind him. And they've got my literature. They know what they're doing. And they say that we have to be involved with the secular government. When did Moses get involved with the secular government? He just went there to tell them that let my people go. Amen?
Amen.
When did Paul ever get involved? It was just when he was witnessing to King Agrippa and the different people that were in the palace. Amen?
Amen.
But he never voted for him. Do you want to vote for Caesar or Pontius Pilate? This is our choice today. Well, let me see. Who are you going to vote for, huh? You're going to vote for Bush or some other secular person. Well, we pray for him to get saved. But that's your choice. We are not to be involved with any of that sort of stuff. Okay, but who's going to speak out and say things like this? Well, only stupid Tony Alamo. Oh, it's no one. You're going to get it one of these days, Tony, you know. Well, good, to make my day, all right? And who knows, you know, maybe the Lord will come back sooner than you think. All right, let's just keep going. A little bit more here. Have we finished up to where we were?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go back into the King James.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped.
Yeah, the son of destruction, is he opposes himself. Because he's going to hell and into the lake of fire and all those that follow him. That's how how could you oppose yourself any more than to oppose God? Because who's going to win a battle against God? Amen?
Amen.
You going to win a battle with him?
No.
No, the smart ones, you know, they just fold up tent and say, I'm with you, Lord, okay? I'm with you. Right?
Right.
Just like they said they was even more so than anything else in this world. I'm with you. Okay, there's no point to be with anybody else. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then go.
So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God.
Oh, he sits in the temple of God. Now, who is in, where is the temple of God?
God's people.
We are.
So he's actually by the Spirit. This man of destruction is going to enter into a bunch of fallen away, people that want to fall away. The great falling away. The great rebellion against God. Now, this has happened in the past. Dathan and all kinds of people that were rescued out of Egypt, which is the same as they were saved, and then they went the other direction. Now, the Baptist church says there's no such thing. If you have fallen away, because if you knew God, it's just that you never knew God. Well, the Bible even says that the angels in heaven knew God. They were right up there with him. Amen?
Amen.
And they fell away. And who do you think you are, Baptist? That if angels could fall, why are you saying that humans can't fall? When humans are even more frail because of being in the flesh than angels were, and they fell away. And the Bible tells us there should be a great falling away. And you've fallen away years ago because you're teaching people and you're sinning greatly by telling them the exact opposite of what the word of the Lord says. Now that's sin, very big sin, big time sin, to trample over the word of God and exalt your word more than God's. Okay? Now go ahead.
So that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Right. Well, he did the same thing in the kingdom of heaven. I will be like the Most High God. And then the Spirit enters into the one-third of the angels up there, and they all fell away. Those are his workers. It's not just one person, the Antichrist. Sure, the devil has a leader, just like God always has a leader. God had Moses. Amen?
Amen.
But they were fearful, everybody was fearful of all Israel. Amen?
Amen.
And the devil has a leader, but that doesn't mean he is the Antichrist. The Apostle Paul said that there are many Antichrists even now. Amen?
Amen.
John said that. Amen?
Amen.
And so, John told us what Antichrist was. Amen?
Amen.
John 6:66 said they walk no more with Christ, these disciples. They were disciples. Judas was a disciple. He used to cast out devils. He used to lay hands on people and they would recover from their sickness. And he'd do all the things that the Lord commanded him to do. And then all of a sudden, Satan entered into God's holy temple, into the temple, which was Judas. It says, and then Satan entered into him. Amen?
Amen.
Well, what do you think this is right here? It's the same thing. This whole unit, one world government, church, cult, and media, that people believe what they're saying. It says that they deceive even the very elect, if possible, and they will open the doors to this teaching, the false teaching that they're teaching, and he'll take up residence in them, and the government and this whole regime will say they are God. And they're saying it today. If anyone is the Messiah, they say Bush is, because he's giving us more Social Security and so on and so forth like this. And even the Jewish people are saying he's the Messiah because he's sending $44 billion a year over here to help us. Some stupid Jewish people. And there's quite a few of them. Like it says, it's like a whole rebellion against God. The whole world is against God. Antichrist. They're against God in Christ. And so, read my commentary here.
This is the spirit of Satan operating in a great number of people. He will exalt himself and defy every good thing there is and tear down every item or object that tells us to adore and worship God.
Right. You can see him tearing down everything. Take this plaque off the wall in the federal court building. Take everything that is to adore God and his Ten Commandments. Get it down. Get the Bible out of school. And, you know, these Bible people, they're dangerous. They're tearing down everything. If you're not seeing the abomination that makes God's word like desolate and throwing it down, well, then you're blind. You're spiritually blind. And you don't know what hour it is that you're living in because you're so spiritually blind. Then what?
He will position himself in the temple of God, which means he will enter the bodies of born of the Spirit Christians who have fallen away from God.
Because we are the temple of God. Amen?
Amen.
Because they are the temple of God. This is the great rebellion, the great falling away. So we're not to expect Christ until we see that. Do we see that?
Yes.
Okay, now we can expect him, huh?
Yes.
At least Paul says so. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
He will position himself in the temple of God, which means he will enter the bodies of born of the Spirit Christians who have fallen away from God to become members of Satan's body and give their strength unto the one world cult government beast.
They give their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength to Satan, who is actually Antichrist, the man of destruction, the man of sin, the man of perdition, the lawless one. Amen?
Amen.
All right, continue.
This is the man of perdition, the man of destruction, the man of sin, the body of Antichrist, the devil.
Right. How else can the devil has to enter people before they're going to hell? Yeah?
Amen.
Christians, there can't be a great falling away. Or the prediction that that Paul made of this is the great falling away, or the great rebellion, has happened. Because you see these sweet people waving their arms, they're just sweet-looking people. You tell them the truth and they'll be on you like a tiger. You tell them that they've taken on, they're in the Satan's cult, and you've got a tiger by the tail. I don't even want to touch them, let alone grab them, you know, some way by their ears, okay? Because you're just going to get in a battle with them. Just preach the gospel. And they say that we're a cult because there's not enough love in this ministry. When in reality, they say that we've become their enemies because we tell them the truth. Huh? They have no love for the truth. Okay, then go ahead.
He opposes himself and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped.
Right. They say that we're God. Tear down God's word, his scriptures, everything. Tear down because we're God. Then what?
So that he as God takes over weak vessels, which once belonged to the real God Almighty, to now say that he is God.
Yeah. Corporately, they all say we're God. we are our own God. Then what?
Today's Romish satanic government, led by the whore, the Antichrist cult, the Vatican, and all the false religions have united with her.
Right. Religions are our worst enemy. Yet we still preach the gospel to them because, you know, our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but spiritual, to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Don't you remember that I told you this when I was with you?
Paul is saying. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
And you know what is holding him back. It is because he can only...
You know what is holding Antichrist back? Because he's going to be held back until God steps out of the way and lets him have it. Lets him fulfill a prophecy. That's what it said. Go ahead.
It is because he can only be revealed when his time comes.
When his time comes. Then what?
For this lawlessness is already secretly and will remain in secret until the one holding it back steps out of the way.
Until the one holding it back. Who's holding it? God held it back. But now he's not. He's letting us see it. He's letting us see Bible prophecy. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now read up to that point in the King James. Did you already? No? Okay, go ahead.
Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time.
Yeah, because it's not time yet. God's holding him back until his time. Then God steps out of the way when it's his time and says, okay, work out, chump. Okay, Satan? Because the Lord is going to test his people. The Bible says that blessed are those that are tested by the Lord. It says it in Psalms. Amen?
Amen.
That are tried by the Lord because he loves them. But the ones that are not blessed by the Lord, they don't go through any trials. Why? Because he doesn't love them. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated, God said. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way.
Okay, he's going to let it happen until he's taken out of the way. Amen?
Amen.
And he will be taken out of the way. Then what?
And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Okay, now read up to that point of the commentary.
Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will consume with the breath of his mouth, and destroy with the splendor of his coming.
Then what?
This evil man, the many men of Satan's one body, comes to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles.
Now, they're not real. The Bible says that. Read that scripture about counterfeit.
Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders.
It's like lying signs, lying wonders, lying miracles, lying everything. Everything is lying. You know why? Because Satan can't tell the truth. He's a liar and the father of it. Amen?
Amen.
So everything, all these miracles, you see him going up to the moon, they're lying wonders. And they're just, flexing their, their muscles, their military might and all that. These are lying wonders. They're not wonders at all. They're not miracles. They're counterfeits. Okay, then what else?
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
Okay, now get up to that point in my commentary.
He will use every kind of wicked deception to fool those who are on their way to destruction because they refuse to believe the truth that would have saved them.
Okay, now go into the King James. We'll just from now on go one scripture at a time, okay?
And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Okay, commentary.
So God sends great deception unto them, and they will believe all their own lies and more.
All their own lying miracles, all their lying wonders, they believe that. They're believing their own hype, okay? That they've really got power. What kind of power does any nation have when God pours out his wrath on them? None whatsoever. What power did Pharaoh have? Huh? What could he do? What could he do? The only thing he could do to stop it would be to comply with the Lord. Amen. But he didn't. He didn't. Then what?
And King James, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Okay, read now.
Then they will be condemned for not believing the truth, which is Christ the Word, and because they enjoyed the evil they were doing, that they did and they still are doing.
Right, they enjoy doing evil. They absolutely enjoy it. They did it, and they're still doing it. They're going to continue doing it until the Lord destroys them. He's letting them have their what they think is fun now, because they think it's fun because they're deceived. They're operating under delusion. Okay, keep going.
In King James, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth.
Okay.
If you are a believer, then stand firm. As for us, we always thank God for you, dear brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord. We are thankful that God chose you to be among the first to experience salvation, a salvation that came through the Spirit who makes you holy, and by your belief in the Word, the truth.
Yeah, amen. Okay, then keep going.
In King James, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. He called you to be saved when we told you the good news. Now you are able to share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, in other words, once you're in Christ, then you're going to share everything that he has in his glory. Amen?
Amen.
He called you to share his glory with them. And remember, he's exalted above all the heavens, above everything, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So that's going to be a glorious thing. I, you know, we have to be humble on this side of eternity, but I'm going to sure strut myself over there. Amen?
Amen.
All of us?
Amen.
How about that, huh? Get new hairdo? Okay, then what?
In King James, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. With all these things in mind, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm and keep a strong hold on all the things of the Lord that we have taught you, both in person and by letter.
Yeah, keep a real firm hold on everything that you're hearing. Yeah, a good grip. Grip it and hold on to it. Then what?
In King James, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace.
Now they say grace is undeserved favor. That isn't through power. Read that with the word power instead of grace.
Okay. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through power.
Through his power. Okay, that's what I say. Through grace. No, I don't like that word. I like power, God's power. By God's power we shall enter into heaven. Amen?
Amen.
By God's power we shall win. Okay, then go. Then what else?
Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work.
Okay.
May our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, who loved us and in his power gave us everlasting comfort and good hope, comfort your heart.
Because, you know, I wouldn't feel that I was of the Lord if I didn't have his power living in me. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know what grace means other than I know that it means power. Amen?
Amen.
Read it back.
May our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, who loved us and in his power gave us everlasting comfort and good hope.
Yeah, I'm comfortable when I have his power. Amen?
Amen.
But I have everlasting hope when I feel his power in me. Okay? When I think of grace, I think of some ballerina or something like that. But I like the word power because that's what it is. You know, God's power. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Comfort your hearts and give you strength in every good word of God and work of God that you and he do yoke together as one person.
Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and that was the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians, and I believe, if the Lord will, that I'll do chapter 3 tonight. Until then, God bless you. Praise the Lord.